It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
We continue our series, Arguing with God, with the question, is your major strength your weakness? Actually, my alternate title was too long. It was, how your major strength is your main weakness, and what you can do about it. So, what is your main strength? And is that strength your major weakness? Let's start with your major strength. Perhaps it's a strong intellect, or good looks, a magnetic personality. Perhaps it is great wealth or an enviable social status. Perhaps you have a particular valuable talent or something else. Take a moment to identify and name what you believe your main strength is. Let me illustrate such a strength in the life of the patriarch, Jacob. Jacob was born holding on to the heel of his older twin brother, Esau. We find that in Genesis 25, verse 26. That's how he got his name. He grasps the heel, or by extension, supplanter, one who trips up or overthrows others. What Jacob wanted, Jacob got. By any means necessary. Here are a few examples. In Genesis 25, verses 29 to 34, he demanded the birthright from a hungry Esau and got it for a bowl of stew. He tricked his blind father in Genesis 27 into thinking he was Esau so he could get the family blessing. Jacob bargained with God when fleeing from an angry Esau. And to God he said, if you do X, Y, and Z for me, then you shall be my God. Genesis 28, verse 20. In the next chapter, Genesis 29, verses 15 to 20, Jacob struck a deal to work 7 years for Laban to acquire his daughter Rachel. He then negotiated with Laban in Genesis 31 to acquire an abundance of livestock and wealth. Jacob was a master of deals to gain status and wealth. He was determined to get what he wanted. Then, as now, this ability is viewed as a natural and enviable strength. Now let's look at our second question. Consider your strength as your weakness. How can your major strength be your greatest weakness? The simple answer is, because your strength gets in the way of experiencing God's best. Again, in Jacob's early life, he had no relationship with God. Even when he talks about God, he refers to him as your God, or simply God. He doesn't use the phrase my God. In his early life, Jacob gives no evidence of any relationship with the Lord. God had already promised Jacob preeminence over his brother prior to birth, Genesis 25, verses 22 and 23. The Lord also unconditionally promised to bless and protect Jacob when he fled from Esau in Genesis 28. Despite these divine gifts, Jacob continued to default to his strength and turn everything into an opportunity to gain greater status, a bride, and more wealth. Jacob's major strength became his greatest weakness because it got in the way of Jacob experiencing God's best. Then a crisis occurred in Jacob's life. If you are to experience God's best, you will also experience a crisis. Frequently, that crisis will be in the realm of your major strength. Jacob's crisis is recorded for us in Genesis 32, and this is one of my favorite scenes in the Bible. You will want to read it for yourself, Genesis 32. Jacob had just survived an encounter with his angry father-in-law, which may have ended with Jacob's death. But God intervened for Jacob. Phew! But then, that wasn't the end. News reaches Jacob. Esau is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him. The last time Jacob and Esau were near each other, Esau threatened to kill Jacob. At this news, Jacob does what he can to protect his family and his wealth from the expected attack by Esau. Jacob is so desperate that he prays for the first time, Genesis 32, verses 9 to 12. After a lifetime of living from his strength to get what he wanted, we read that Jacob was left alone in the darkness with nothing but his fear. At this point, without explanation, Genesis 32, verses 24 and 25, report that a man wrestled with Jacob till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Well, later we realize that Jacob was wrestling with God in a way that took Jacob to the limits of his strength and beyond. In this crisis, this encounter with God, Jacob's strength is broken, and all Jacob can do is hold on. He says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Jacob can no longer grasp and take. He can only receive. Jacob receives a new name, a blessing, in Genesis 32, verses 27 to 29. His new identity is now Israel. The meaning of this name is somewhat difficult to discern, but it probably means God prevails, or he struggles with God, or God perseveres. Theologian Bruce Waltke writes, quote, "At daybreak, Jacob's antagonist changes his name, and Jacob comprehends that the man is none other than God. Finally, as the sun rises above him, he walks away, better, limps away, a new man," end quote. Your strength to your blessing. Each of us tend to rely upon our major strengths to define who we are. Your strength becomes a key to your identity, who you are. From that strength, you seek to influence and control ideas, decisions, people, and institutions. You use your strength to get what you want. Living from your strength will continue until you encounter the one true God who demonstrates that his foolishness is wiser than your wisdom, and his weakness is stronger than your strength. Here are four questions to ask yourself and to act upon as we conclude. First, what is your major strength and how does it manifest itself? Second, how is your strength getting in the way of experiencing God's best for you? Third, how does Jacob's experience in Genesis 32 speak into your life situation? And fourth, will you invite God to wrestle with you to the breaking point so you can receive his blessing?
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.